The Tale of the Fox and the Hound. Our play starts in a lovely clearing, animals gathered, each one hearing beefs from all those present there. Each one growling, grousing, griping, carping, whimpering, wailing, whining, squawking about their troubles there. Saith the eagles,
"Our nests too high, our food too squirrely. We'd rather preen and get up early."
Saith the roosters,
"Our comb's too red, our coop too stuffy. We'd rather be all cute and puffy."
Saith the cats,
"Our tail's too long, our master boring. We'd rather be out in pasture snoring."
Saith the cows,
"Grass gets old when eaten daily. We'd love some mice and to be all scaly."
And so it went, each one complaining. They wanted sun if it were raining. They wanted beef if offered pudding. Each one wooding, coulding, shoulding, until we come to the sly fox. Let's listen, gentles, as he talks. "I hunt for new game every day. My den is damp and drafty gray. I'd love to sleep by a warm fire, be given treats at my desire. Such is the life of the noble hound. I'd give anything to tread his ground.
Within fenced yards I'm forced to be, hunting daily asked of me. I'd rather run the woods and play, my schedule mine to make each day. The fox has freedom and no cares. Would that I were him, and have his cute ears."
Seeing they were both agreed, the owl magicians then decreed,
"Thou shalt now have thy two lives switched. Fox, hound, hound, fox now, so bewitched. Beware, it may not be all thou thought. Thou may soon loathe that which thou sought."
"Ah, a den that has a fire, a rug, a blanket when I'm tired. This is indeed the life for me. Let others have the woods to see."
"Get thy mangy fur off my rug. Thou art full of fleas and ticks and bugs. Tomorrow morn we leave at dawn to hunt for grouse, for fox and fawn. Thou wilt find game, or else you'll pay. No kill, no food for thee that day."
"Ah, the woods where I can wander free, a lovely world all mine to see. This is indeed the life I've dreamed, a house, a fire, just glitzy gleam."
"Best beware, there's a hunt today. Thou had best hide or run away. They've hounds to scent thy very trail. 'Tis said their noses never fail."
That morn the fox, disguised as hound, went off a-hunting o'er the ground, o'er fen and field and stream, and then they came nearby the fox's den.
"Find that fox, our day's first kill. Get thee out there, use thy skill."
"'Tis you, my friend, and you as well. By Jove, I've got a tale to tell. How goes thy life living as a hound? Speak true, it stinks, walls all around, and ne'er through woods do I get to play, except as hunting dog, and say, how has thy woods home fared for you?"
"Not too well, if speakest true. 'Tis hard to chase my food, I found, and hunting, I'd rather be the hound."
"And I a fox would rather be.
Can we switch back, again be free?"
The owl heard this, heard it well, and spoke the words that broke the spell. With that, their lives again were switched. The fox ran off without a hitch, but both had learned their lesson that day. Be grateful who thou art, and stay with thy true name, be it high or mean, be ye a pauper or a queen.